Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Librarian's Guide to Online Searching Cultivating Database Skills for Research and Instruction by Christopher C. Brown is a professional textbook and practice-oriented guide for library school students, librarians, and information specialists who work with online research tools. The book addresses a central task of modern librarianship, understanding how databases are built, how they organize searchable information, and how users can retrieve reliable results from them. Rather than treating searching as a set of isolated tricks, Brown situates database use within reference service, research instruction, and the changing relationship between print indexes and digital platforms. The sixth edition reflects the need to stay current with both established and newer fee-based and freely available databases. Its purpose is not only to introduce resources, but also to develop transferable search judgment, including how to choose databases, construct searches, evaluate results, and teach these skills to patrons or students in real research contexts. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how database structure shapes search behavior. A major strength of the book is its emphasis on the internal logic of databases rather than simply listing useful platforms. Brown explains that effective searching depends on understanding how records are created, what fields they contain, how indexing terms are assigned, and how different systems interpret queries. This matters because the same search words can behave differently across subject databases, discovery layers, government information tools, and general web search engines. A librarian who understands database structure can move beyond trial and error and make informed decisions about controlled vocabulary, field searching, truncation, phrase, searching, limiters, and relevance ranking. The book also connects current online tools to their print predecessors, showing that many digital systems inherit organizational habits from indexes, abstracts, and catalogs. This historical perspective is practical rather than nostalgic. It helps users recognize why databases sometimes feel unintuitive and why precision often requires adapting to the database's design. By foregrounding structure, the guide teaches searchers to diagnose problems when results are too broad, too narrow, or misleading. Secondly, choosing among fee-based, free, and specialized research databases, the book presents online searching as a selection problem as much as a query problem. Brown surveys a range of fee-based and freely available databases, emphasizing that no single resource can serve every research need. Academic librarians often work with licensed products that offer sophisticated indexing, full-text connections, citation tools, and subject coverage, while public and government information searches may require open databases maintained by agencies, institutions, or nonprofit sources. The practical value of this comparison is that it trains librarians to match a question to an information environment, a literature review in a scholarly field, a legal or government document search, a business inquiry, and a general background question may each require different tools and different search expectations. The book also acknowledges that databases change over time, with new products appearing and older interfaces being revised. This makes the guide less a static directory than a framework for evaluating resources coverage, authority, currency, search functionality, access conditions, and fit with user needs. Thirdly, search strategy as an iterative research process. Brown treats online searching as an iterative process that develops through testing, review, and revision. This approach is especially important because initial user questions are often incomplete, ambiguous, or framed in everyday language that may not match database terminology. The searcher must translate a topic into concepts, identify synonyms and related terms, decide whether a broad or narrow approach is appropriate, and revise the search after seeing what the database returns. The book's use of examples, exercises, recaps, and points to consider supports this procedural view of searching. Instead of presenting Boolean operators or limiters as mechanical features, it shows how they function within a larger decision sequence. Too many irrelevant results may indicate a need for field limits, phrase searching, or more specific subject terms. Too few results may suggest alternate vocabulary, broader concepts, or a different database. The value of this treatment is that it builds professional judgment. The searcher learns to interpret result sets as feedback, not as final answers. Fourthly, teaching database skills to patrons and students. The subtitle's reference to research and instruction is central to the book's identity. Brown does not assume that librarians only search on behalf of users. He also addresses the librarian's role in teaching others how to search. This distinction is important because instructional work requires more than personal expertise. Librarians must explain database concepts clearly, demonstrate search choices, anticipate common errors, and adapt explanations to the audience's experience level. The book's practical orientation supports this teaching role by linking search mechanics with communication strategies. A class session or one-on-one consultation may need to cover database choice, keyword development, subject headings, source evaluation, and citation pathways without overwhelming the learner. Brown's approach recognizes that instruction is most effective when tied to real research problems rather than abstract demonstrations of interface features. By connecting searching to pedagogy, the guide positions database literacy as a transferable academic skill. It helps librarians prepare users to become more independent researchers while still recognizing when expert mediation is valuable. Lastly, reference work and the clarification of research questions, the guide places online searching within the broader practice of reference service, where the first task is often to understand what the user is actually asking. A database search can fail even when the technical query is well-formed if the librarian has misunderstood the user's purpose, context, or level of need. Brown's attention to reference interviews, including contemporary service environments, reinforces the connection between interpersonal inquiry and technical searching. The librarian must determine whether the patron needs a quick fact, a starting point for a paper, peer-reviewed scholarship, historical documents, statistics, or comprehensive evidence on a topic. Each of these needs implies different database choices and different search depth. This focus also prevents an overly tool-centered view of librarianship. Databases are powerful, but they are useful only when connected to a clarified information problem. By integrating reference practice with search technique, the book shows that professional searching is both analytical and communicative. It depends on asking better questions before entering better terms. In conclusion, Librarian's Guide to Online Searching is best suited to library and information science students. Early career librarians, reference librarians, instruction librarians, and researchers who want a systematic understanding of database searching. It is also useful as a refresher for experienced professionals because online research environments change quickly and familiar tools often revise their interfaces, coverage, and search functions. The practical benefit of the book is that it develops habits that remain useful even when individual databases evolve analyzing a research question. Selecting an appropriate resource, understanding records and indexing, testing search terms, revising strategies, and explaining the process to others. Intellectually, it frames searching as a professional skill grounded in information organization, not merely as computer use. Compared with narrower database manuals, the book stands out because it links mechanics, resource evaluation, reference interaction, and instruction in one framework. Compared with general research methods books, it offers more attention to the specific realities of library databases and mediated searching. Its value lies in combining a broad survey of tools with a discipline-specific view of how librarians help users navigate complex information systems. Readers should expect a practical professional guide rather than a theoretical treatise, with its strongest contribution being the translation of database knowledge into service and teaching practice. If you would like to support Christopher C. Brown, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.